Happy hump day to you. In our top story, addressing a terrorist threat. President Obama speaks to the nation tonight about the growing ISIS threat in a primetime address shortly after 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Obama is expected to outline a broader strategy to combat the militant Islamist group that has been rampaging through Iraq and Syria. Obama has been considering whether to expand airstrikes into Syria. Here at home, IMPD is using social media to generate tips for two high-profile cases involving children. On Tuesday, the police department posted the phone number for Crime Stoppers and asked people to come forward with information about the murder of Dominique Allen and the alleged kidnapping of infant Delano Wilson. Investigators say more than 10,000 people follow the police department on Facebook and Twitter, so their posts have the potential to reach a lot of people. Speaking of Crime Stoppers, call them at 262-TIPS if you have any information about this incident. Metro police are looking for a driver who hit a pedestrian and then fled the scene. This happened around 2 o'clock this morning. They say the driver of a red or maroon Ford Taurus struck a woman at the intersection near West 10th Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Street. Medics say the woman was awake and breathing when taken to Eskenazi Hospital. Indiana is taking its battle over same-sex marriage to the Supreme Court. On Tuesday, Attorney General Greg Zoller filed an appeal against last week's Seventh Circuit ruling that declared gay marriage bans in Indiana and Wisconsin unconstitutional. Zoller says, quote, our state, nation, and all persons involved need a final, unambiguous, and conclusive answer from the Supreme Court on the legal authority of states to license marriages. Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry is endorsing Joe Hogsett for mayor of Indianapolis. The former U.S. attorney hasn't officially announced his candidacy, but is expected to do so in the coming weeks. On Tuesday, Hogsett said he respects Mayor Ballard's two terms in office, but he's ignored festering crime and is late to the game in laying out a plan to fix it. Ballard has not yet said if he will seek a third term in office. A city county council committee is postponing a vote on Mayor Ballard's pre-K funding plan until next week. They have to approve it by September 22nd or it won't be in place next fall. Some council Democrats are opposed to the plan because they think the state should be funding it and not the city. People in Ferguson, Missouri are demanding change from their city leaders. Several hundred people turned out on Tuesday night for the first public meeting of the city council since the shooting death of Michael Brown, the unarmed black teenager, by one of their city's white police officers named Darren Wilson. Community leaders are continuing to call for the arrest of Wilson. Brown's parents joined members of the National Action Network and local clergy outside the Ferguson Police Department on Tuesday. They want Officer Wilson to be arrested, charged, and have his mugshot taken, saying there's enough evidence based on the accounts of at least six eyewitnesses for an indictment. The culture of pro football is under a lens. Here's another incident. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is being accused of sexual assault from a June 2009 incident. A former exotic dancer named Jana Weckerly is suing Jones for more than $1 million, accusing him of forcing her to commit sexual acts against her will. An encounter between Jones, Weckerly, and two other women was first detailed when three photos were released of all four people in sexually seductive poses. Jones says the photos misrepresented what happened that night. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says Monday was the first time he had seen the Ray Rice elevator video. In his first comments on the matter, Goodell told CBS News that the league assumed there was a video and asked to see it and anything pertinent to the situation, but was never granted that opportunity. The NFL has been criticized for initially suspending the now former Baltimore Ravens running back just two games for knocking his now wife unconscious with a punch to the face in an Atlantic City casino elevator. Bloomberg reports that apparel giant Nike is dropping its endorsement deal with Rice. And meanwhile, Mrs. Rice is speaking out. Janae Rice is defending her husband and is standing by his side. She's criticized the media for making her family relive, quote, a moment in our lives that we both regret every day. Interesting, in light of all the chatter about the domestic violence incident between the Rices, Vice President Joe Biden is reflecting on the 20th anniversary of the Violence Against Women Act. At an event on Tuesday, he praised how far the U.S. has come, but warned there's still a lot of work to do. Biden played a key role in drafting the act, which ultimately started a sea of change in how abused women were viewed and treated, especially within the justice system. The Tiger Woods Foundation will welcome more than 300 parents and students to a Florida college this month for a conference encouraging them to pursue careers in scientific research. The conference at Florida Atlantic University will urge students between 7th and 12th grades to pursue a STEM curriculum in science, technology, engineering, and math. There are now several Tiger Woods learning centers across the country promoting STEM education. The Colts are changing up the roster as they gear up for their Week 2 matchup with the Philadelphia Eagles. The team has signed outside linebacker Chris Carter and running back Deion Lewis to the active roster. The team also signed quarterback Dominique Davis to the practice squad and waived running back Zerline Tipton. The Colts host the Eagles Monday night at Lucas Oil Stadium. Isolated thunderstorms this morning becoming more widespread and strong in the afternoon. Large hail and strong winds are a large possibility. Huge. A high today of 84. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on Indy's Inspiration and Praise Station. Your station, AM 1310 The Light, and here online at praiseindy.com.